Welcome to News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss. Here now the news for December 29th, 2021. In celebration of the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World, a new merchandise collection is coming in 2022, starring the Big Cheese himself. It's the Mickey Mouse, the main attraction collection. It was announced on December 29th. Oh boy, I'm glad they gave us a year off from these because I'm still recovering from the Minnie Mouse collection. The collection will be released on Shop Disney, but at this time it's unknown if it will also be in the parks. However, the Minnie Mouse, the main attraction series, as you may remember, was available in the parks. No other details have been released yet, but the logo does feature the 50th anniversary logo, so we assume all 12 of the collections will be related to Walt Disney World attractions. Here, I'm crossing my fingers for Dreamfinder and Figment Mickey. Let's make it happen. Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Company has debuted a new 50th anniversary cup at their locations throughout Walt Disney World. The cup is clear, with a blue wrap around the center, and the four park icons and the 50th logo are on the wrap. The icons are surrounded by fireworks and the silhouettes of classic Disney characters, many of which are in the Fab 50 character collection. The other side features the Joffrey's logo. We've seen the cup at Epcot and Disney Springs thus far. Walt Disney World has released more details about New Year's Eve celebrations at Epcot, Magic Kingdom, and Hollywood Studios. At Epcot, DJ dance parties will be held throughout World Showcase on the evening of December 31st. Harmonious will be performed at 6:30 p.m. And Cheers to the New Year, a sparkling celebration, this is something new, will begin at 11:45 p.m. Disney's Hollywood Studios will have a DJ dance party in front of the Chinese Theater to lead guests into the new year. And that's it. And at the Magic Kingdom, Fantasy in the Sky will be performed at 11:50 p.m. on both December 30th and December 31st. And Disney Enchantment will be performed on both nights at 6:30 p.m. It's worth noting, if you're going to be home for New Year's Eve or even the night before, we are going to be live streaming these fireworks shows. So join us on the evening of the 30th. We'll be at Magic Kingdom. And on New Year's Eve itself, we'll be at Epcot if you want to watch those live and ring in the new year with us. Walt Disney World Resort has adjusted its COVID-19 quarantine policy following the most recent adjustment to CDC guidelines. Following a positive COVID-19 test, cast members will now be required to isolate for 5 days instead of the previous 10. Will also be required to wear face masks for 5 days after returning to work. A new magic band has arrived at Walt Disney World this week, and it's inspired by the blue and green milk of the Star Wars universe. The Magic Band is black with blue milk on one end and green milk on the other. We found it in the dark room at Disney's Hollywood Studios for $29.99. Both ends taste terrible. As announced, and it's a Magic Band, don't eat it. Or don't put it in your skin either, folks. Remember that? That was this year. It feels like years ago. That was this year the guy did that. As announced in May of this year, the Epcot line and the Disney Skyliner will be closing for refurbishment on January 23rd. It'll be closed until January 28th. From Sunday, January 23rd through the 28th, this Disney Skyliner line from Epcot International Gateway to Disney's Riviera Resort and to Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort will be closed. During this time, bus transportation will be provided to guests to go to Epcot, and Friendship Boat Service is also available for Epcot, Hollywood Studios, the Boardwalk, and the Yacht and Beach Club resorts. Part of the old site of Primeval World in Dinoland USA at Animal Kingdom has reopened as stroller parking. We originally believed it was going to be a seating area. It probably still will be at some point. They installed fans, which usually would mean you're going to stand or sit in the space for a while. But as of now, it's acting as stroller parking until the seats arrive. There weren't many strollers there when we went, but it's what it is. Disney's Typhoon Lagoon Water Park is now officially set to reopen on January 2nd, 2022. Blizzard Beach was supposed to close for its annual refurbishment the day after Christmas, but this has been pushed back to January 1st so that Walt Disney World has at least one water park open. We were expecting Typhoon Lagoon to open in December, but delays in refurbishments had pushed it back again to January 2nd. When Typhoon Lagoon reopens, there'll be some new Dole Whip and 50th anniversary treats. The Snack Shack next to Typhoon Tilly's will have new frozen dessert bar menu. Guests can mix and match different Dole Whip flavors, including mango, pineapple, lime, and raspberry. Adults can also add tequila, coconut rum, or dark rum to their custom treat. The Snack Shack will also serve new Moana-inspired Dole Whip cones, because everything at Disney World has to be Moana-related now. 50th anniversary treats will also be available throughout Typhoon Lagoon, including the iridescent ice cream cone and Walt's chili nachos. Menu changes have been announced for two quick service locations at Typhoon Lagoon ahead of the reopening. Four items have been removed from the Low Tide Lose menu: the Italian deli sandwich, the tuna sandwich with chips and grapes, the nachos with cheese, and smoked fish dip with crackers. Those were all pretty bad anyway. The Shrimp Louie Lettuce Wrap served with chips has been added to the menu for $12.99, as has the Cauliflower Tabbouleh plant-based item for $8.99. There's also Strawberry Colada, Bezo del Sol Sangria, and Copa Divino Merlot removed. Michelob Ultra Lager was added for $8.50. Pina Colada with choice of strawberry or passion fruit swirls was added for $13. The Blue Marble Margarita or Mojito was added for $10. And the Opici Family Sangria, red or white, was added for $11. It's also the Copa Divino Cabernet Sauvignon for $9. And all entrees have been removed from Snack Shack. It will now offer loaded nachos with Walsh chili for $11.99. And again, serving Dole Whip, including the Hey Hey Cone. You may remember that from the Magic Kingdom a few years ago. And the Montanui Island Twist for $5.29. Regular Dole Whip soft serve will be $4.99 or $11 with alcohol. The chocolate chip cookie will still be available, but the following items have been removed. The Sand Pail, which is a classic of the water parks, the big ice cream sand pail. The soft serve sundae and the waffle cone are gone. The strawberry margarita has been removed, and the pina colada will now be made with Bacardi rum for $11. Also, I don't know if this is important, but Bud Light has increased from $7.75 to $8. Eric's very upset. Eric's mad about this price increase. He's taking to Twitter right now about this 25-cent price increase. Habanero Lime Galley Shack Swirl has been added for $13, and Michelob Ultra Lager has also been added for $8.50. Transportation changes have been announced for when Typhoon Lagoon does reopen in a few days. Starting on the 2nd, Disney Springs will provide bus service to and from Typhoon Lagoon between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. There will not be direct bus service from Walt Disney World Resort hotels. Instead, guests will need to take a bus from their hotel to Disney Springs and then transfer to a Typhoon Lagoon bus. Blizzard Beach Water Park will again be closed after January 1st, so bus service to the park and the adjacent Winter Summerland will end. Guests will need to find alternate forms of transportation to visit the mini golf course. It will be open. They're not willing to take you there. Is this really this big of a problem? You can't get a bus to the mini golf course? Are you only paying how much a night at a Disney Resort hotel? In-room television. You are going to get this great new benefit, though. In-room television at Walt Disney World offers several exclusive and even beloved channels, from vacation planning content to the Peaceful Information Channel. Now there's a new edition featuring the latest content from Disney+. Guests staying at Walt Disney World Resort hotels can tune into Channel 32 or Channel 64 for those with smart TVs at Coronado Springs and the Riviera Resort to get a taste of the latest shows and films from Disney+. Content is played in a continuous loop and cannot be changed by guests. Casting and AirPlay for full Disney Plus access is still available to those staying at the resorts with those smart TVs, but this channel is available resort-wide. So you get to watch something you can watch at home. It's great. As we draw closer to the new year, we've already heard about New Year's Eve plans at Walt Disney World, which include the return of Fantasy in the Sky fireworks at the Magic Kingdom. But now Disney has quietly confirmed that Fantasy in the Sky and other New Year's Eve festivities will take place at the Disneyland Resort. Changes quietly posted on the Disneyland website reveal that Fantasy in the Sky will take place twice over the skies of Disneyland Park, first at 9 p.m. and again at midnight on December 31st. Additionally, a number of new New Year's Eve countdown celebrations will take place across Disneyland Park at It's a Small World, the Rivers of America, Sleeping Beauty Castle, and in Tomorrowland. The festivities start at 7:30 p.m. in front of It's a Small World, 8 p.m. in front of Sleeping Beauty Castle, and 8:30 p.m. in Tomorrowland and at the Rivers of America. Two New Year's Eve countdown celebrations will also take place at Disney California Adventure in Paradise Gardens Park and in Hollywoodland at 9 p.m. and midnight. Disneyland Park is set to be open until 2 a.m., while California Adventure will close at 1 a.m. Of course, in years past, when World of Color was operating, they did do a special New Year's Eve countdown with that. We have a couple versions of that here on the YouTube channel if you want to watch them. They were really cool. It's a shame that it's still not ready to go yet. According to MiceChat.com, an armed incident occurred at the Disneyland Resort. Security was reportedly swarming the Golden Horseshoe restaurant when a cast member who fled the scene explained that a guest brought in a weapon not believed to be a gun and began threatening cast members. The guest reportedly tried to barricade a cast member exit at the back of the establishment. And according to Disneyland spokesperson, there was a, quote, belligerent guest situation, but the guest was unarmed and management was able to successfully resolve the incident. There you go. According to DLP report, a document from Union UNSA states that Disneyland Paris currently has no plans to close again. Disneyland Paris has closed and reopened multiple times due to COVID restrictions in France. And as the Omicron variant surges, France recently hit a new record of COVID cases. Despite this, Disneyland Paris will remain open. Parades and shows will continue with adapted measures, but it's unknown if Disney Illuminations will continue to perform. Construction on the nearly $2 billion Fantasy Springs expansion at Tokyo DisneySea rages on as we march towards the fiscal year 2023 opening. And there's quite a bit of new developments on the site, from scaffolds coming down on sections of the unnamed Fantasy Springs Hotel to new structures erected and even the first props installed on the site. As construction continues, the great dirt pile behind the Fantasyland Forest Theater only grows taller. The structure is fully developed on all sides of the hotel, with painting and decorative touches already underway on the exterior. That's more than can be said about the entrance road, which still looks quite a bit like a construction site. Landscaping will probably be among the lowest priority, so this will probably remain in a more function than form state for a while longer. Work on what we presume is the main entrance continues, with structural work seemingly complete. Painted green roofs are visible behind some scaffolds on the hotel's western wing. Construction on this tiered structure and the adjacent staircase has progressed quite a bit since our last visit. The massive size of the hotel's western wing will provide the perfect cover for keeping Fantasy Springs isolated from the bayside area. Decorative elements are still being staged on the outside of the site, and from across the way, a much bigger piece of the hotel is visible, particularly the park-facing side. It seems this soft pink and beige coloration will be the final color of the building. Towers and plenty of wall are visible and out in the open on that side, while much of the outside world-facing side remains under scaffolds for now. More progress has been made on the grand entrance dome, although much work seems to remain. Over in the frozen area, the North Mountain shape has been solidified, and preliminary rock work is already visible underneath the scaffolding. A number of structures are visible from inside most of Tokyo Disneyland, and in fact, the North Mountain seems to top out higher than the Beast Castle. More framework has also been erected for some of the smaller structures, while rock work is underway on the large mountain. The sheer scale of what will presumably hold the new Frozen attraction is incredible. And rock work is also underway in the Peter Pan section. The Mountains of Neverland are visibly underway and nearing completion. Show buildings on this side have been exposed for quite a long time. Now it seems construction is focused on the structures that will support the false mountains. Meanwhile, Rapunzel's Tower is progressing quickly, a structure that will house the Snuggly Duckling as well. Just barely visible are some first props to be installed on the site, giant dandelion spores, and a cornucopia that will presumably be part of the Pixie Hollow section. Steel framework for a large tree in the Rapunzel section is visible, and it appears that work on the Tangled Attraction show building is almost complete. And now that the new overpass bridge is open for cast member vehicles to access backstage, construction has finally begun in earnest on the entrance area to Fantasy Springs from Arabian Coast and Lost River Delta in DisneySea. Things are starting to get exciting at the Fantasy Springs site. We can't wait to see it all open fiscal year 2023. For more information on these stories and more, head on over to WDWNT.com. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Hotel, park tickets, dining, and more. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. The Vacationeer, the official travel agency of WDWNT. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, make sure to hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. And a happy new year, everybody. We'll see you in the new year.
Welcome to Deep in the Plus. Each week, join host Rob Whiteside and a panel of Disney superfans as they take a different movie or TV show from the Disney Plus catalog, tell you its history, details, give their review, and let you know if it's worth your time. Current shows, classic movies, and everything in between. Watch Deep in the Plus live Tuesday nights at 9 Eastern for new episodes, or catch Deep in the Plus anytime on YouTube at UnplannedDowntime.com.